880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We're flying solo today. Matt Gold is on vacation. Matt, I know you're listening on the live feed. You'll be disappointed that you aren't here today because we've got Hugo Perez, Managing Director of DataCorp, and he's got with him your old fraternity brother, Matt, Norman Wedburn. Did I say that right? Wedburn. Forget it. I never get the names right, but that's because I'm fried on business. And he's the president and CEO of Make-A-Wish Foundation of South Florida. We're going to discuss the business of Make-A-Wish and how you can help the dreams come true. We're going to have Dr. Paula. Dr. Paula this week is going to talk about how to demystify therapy. Michael Kwan's going to be on. We're going to talk about interval training. Michael, get your hard body there. We're going to have Dr. Victor Franks on. We're going to talk about auto intoxication. All you guys in autos, be careful. You don't want to get too intoxified. Then we're going to have Peter Cassis, new to the show. He's the president of PDC Technologies. Peter's a technology entrepreneur. He owns several technology-related businesses. He and I will be discussing the value of keeping your data backed up in the cloud. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to go through some listener emails, rant about some issues that get under my skin, and we're going to do that. Let's get started. We got time for an email or two, so we'll do an email.
Man, baby, you got mail.
Thank you, Juan. Juan always gets Barry White in there, even if I forget. David in Miami Beach, who says the economy's bad? I had lots of vacant retail property on the beach last year. Now I've leased it all up. Well, David, you're in one of those hot submarkets that's tourist-driven, so you're lucky. I bet you if your shopping center was in the middle of central Broward County, you might be having a little bit of a leasing challenge. However, it sounds like Gary and the rest of the team on the retail leasing bus can help you out. Maybe you need to call Gary and go on their retail leasing tour if you're a retail leasing guy. But David, South Beach is insulated. I was there just today, and it was smoking, having lunch, really packed, lots of people walking up and down the streets, new restaurants opening up, getting ready to position themselves for the coming season. So I think that in certain parts of the country, you're going to see a rebound, and in others, it'll be a little bit slower. Let's see who else we've got. Simon from Weston. It's not the same without Matt throwing these questions at me. Simon from Weston. I need a loan to buy an office building. Can you help? Yes, I can help, but you got to realize the market's still soft. The loan will be based on the cash flow that's available from the property, not necessarily what you think the property's worth. So if you're not cash flowing at a level above what you were when you took out your last loan, you may have a problem. If you want to buy an office building and it's cash flowing, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, and I can help you out with that. If you need some equity, we've got that too. We're always looking for good operating partners. This one's for you, Juan. Maria from Hialeah. Maria from Hialeah writes, I read, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. It sure feels like that way to me. What's up? Well, Maria, I don't want to play politics on the business show, but it is apparent and it has been widely reported now that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. That's because the recovery in the stock market is disproportionately helping the people that are invested in the stock market. I don't think too many day-to-day people are invested in the stock market. Most day-to-day people had their investment in their house, and we all know what happened to that. In fact, I think it was disproportionately affecting the Hispanics because they were disproportionately represented in the construction business, and that allowed them to buy homes, and they were disproportionately occupying those homes in California, Nevada, Arizona, Florida. You get the picture. So I think we are having a bit of that, and I hope that we move away from that. I find this contention that's going on across our entire society to be a big issue, and I really don't like it. Okay, Celeste from Miami Gardens. Why do I care about the debt ceiling? Well, besides bumping your head up into it, if they don't move the debt ceiling, lots of things are going to cost you more, Celeste. Anything you charge on a credit card, that'll cost you more. Anytime you pay interest, that'll cost you more. Buy something from out of the country, that'll cost you more. In fact, the recovery, if they don't increase the debt ceiling, not only will the United States catch a cold, but the rest of the world will. And there's a lot of complicated issues and a lot of complicated phenomena that are going to occur, but let's just call it what it is. They refer to the U.S. Treasury rate as the risk-free rate. If they inject risk, everything goes out the window. And now we're going to have our next segment. We're going to invite on Norman. Norman, what's your last name?
Wedderburn.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. And, of course, we always have Hugo Perez from DataCorp. This is the DataCorp-sponsored segment. We're going to have our guest today, Norman
Wedderburn.
Thank you. At least he's got how to operate on the radio. He's the president and the CEO of Make-A-Wish Foundation here in South Florida. Now, Norman, I first became aware of Make-A-Wish when I was a young kid, and I saw all the people getting their free trips to Disney World and stuff like that. And I said, I want a free trip to Disney World. And my mom said, well, you don't want to get it that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really don't. Not that Make-A-Wish wouldn't be something that I'd want to participate in if I needed. But what you guys do is amazing. From, you know, getting the kids on the field to Dan Marino. Boy, am I really showing my age there. When did Dan Marino last took a snap for the Dolphins? I've had my own Make-A-Wish moments that are just like a dream to me. So, you know, welcome to the show, Norman. Hugo, welcome to the show. Hugo, I want you to lead it off with your first question for Norman.
Excellent. Jim, always a pleasure to be here, and thank you for all what you do for our community. Norm, first and foremost, thank you for being here.
Thank
you. And thank you for being a Gator.
Oh, you're a Gator.
Yep.
Oh,
shot.
Eat him up.
2 degrees from the University of Florida.
Oh, yeah? Which, what two?
Accounting and law.
Oh, well, okay, I know who to hire then by the hour.
And so, but also let me give special thanks to one of my staff members and superstar at DataCorp. His name is Mike Rojas. He joins us here, but he doesn't have a mic. So
Mike,
thanks
come
Mike.
On over here. You can share.
So thanks to Mike and his lovely wife, who actually works on staff under Norm. We were able to connect dots and get Norm to come here. So thank you for that, Michael Rojas. So first question, tell us a little bit about raising money. Jim talked about the economy and how difficult it is, but tell us a little bit of how you raise money and how you grant these wishes.
Well, you know, really, if you think about it, money is raised from three primary areas. You have individuals who give us money either in terms of a monthly gift, an annual gift, and some of them give us planned gifts, and some of them write us into their will. So you get money from individuals. Then you have relationships with companies corporations who do things with you because they want to co-brand with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they see a lot of benefit from co-branding with us, and that's a big area for us. And then not necessarily last, but the next big area is organizations, groups that want to raise money and do something good in the community, so it's another organization that raises the dollars for the benefit of Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, like you guys out there that are looking for having a golf tournament and you need somebody to donate money to, Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'll bet you double the number of the people that sign up for your tournament. Hugo, what's your next question?
Next question. Tell us a little about granting wishes. A lot of the folks are a little ignorant to how the organization works and how wishes are granted.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, something for everybody to know is that we grant wishes to children with life-threatening diseases and conditions. Many people believe that our children, or all of our children, are terminal, and that is not the case. They have life-threatening diseases and conditions, and many of them go on to live great and productive lives. As a matter of fact, in September, we have a wish child, former wish child, who 18 years ago had a wish to meet Arsenio Hall, and she's coming on our board of directors. She's a very successful real estate broker in East Fort Lauderdale, and she's joining our board. So, you know, that's one of the things that people don't know about us. But what we do is we go in and we ask the child four questions. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you like to go? If you could meet anybody in the world, who would you like to meet? If you could have anything in the world, what would you like to have? And if you could be anybody in the world, who would you like to be? And from those four questions, we narrow it down. We get wish number one, and then we get a backup wish, just in case number one can't be granted. And we go ahead, and we make it happen.
Yeah, I was just showing Norm the goosebumps that he just gave me just by asking the four questions. That's just awesome. Yeah. Now, Hugo, what else you got for us today?
Well, in terms of fundraisers, what are some of the events that you put together in order to raise funds and create a greater awareness?
Well, you know, we have a whole host of events, everything from in schools. We have a very vibrant program called Kids for Wish Kids. But with respect to our companies, one of the things that we like to do is when we go in and meet with the business community, we do talk about, you've heard me use it before, the ability to co-brand, that you take the brand that is Make-A-Wish, the great work that we do in the community, the recognition that we have for the work we do in the community, and then brand that together with a company to be able to promote the company and to be able to do really good things in the process. So we have everything, and some of our companies do a dress down day. So each day that they dress down, everybody pays $3 to be able to go casual. That adds up at the end of the year. It might raise $5,000, which is the cost of a wish. And many times the company will then go match it. We get two wishes done. And that's really how we go about it.
That sounds like such a great idea. You must have a whole handbook on creative ways to fundraise.
We have an entire way. When we sit down, the thing that we really, our philosophy is sit down with the donor, whether it's an individual or a corporation, try to determine what do the parties want to get out of the relationship. Why did they think of us? Why us? And then create a program that fits into what they want to have done.
Well, I know why you. It's because every time I hear the thing Make-A-Wish, I have to smile.
It is. It's, you know, a lot of times people say to me, Norm, how do you work for a foundation like Make-A-Wish? You know, how do you do that? And I always fire back, come into our office, walk the halls. We have pictures all over the halls. There's one consistent thing that you'll see, a big smile.
Yeah, this is radio, but if everybody could see you on radio, they could see that your smile's big and ear to ear. Hugo, give me another one.
So, Norm, if someone is not feasibly able to provide a monetary donation, how else can they contribute?
Well, there's a lot of ways. First of all, we always are in search of volunteers. Our mission is really volunteer-driven. We have over 600 volunteers. Our chapter of Make-A-Wish does over 500 wishes a year. And for each wish, you have to go into the home twice, and you have two volunteers. So if you do the math, I start the year needing 2,000 nights of volunteerism.
Wow.
To be able to carry out the mission. So we're always looking to replenish the volunteer group. There's also in-kind donations. A lot of people think, well, you have to give you cash. No, we have so many things. Remember one of my groups of wishes, if you could have anything in the world, what would you like to have? So when companies are able to donate things to us in kind, that's as good as cash.
Well, if you need somebody who wants to be on the radio, just let me know. I'd be happy to participate in that. Hugo, hit me again.
So this is more of a personal note on my side. I'm actually envious because, Norm, what you do is so priceless that there's no value that can actually be put on it. How did you transition from going from a corporate world as an attorney and having a degree in accounting as well go into doing these great things for our local community.
You know, I got involved with Make-A-Wish as a volunteer, then became a board member, and then was actually board chair in 2002, 2003. And unfortunately, my predecessor got very sick and passed away, and they were in search of a new CEO. And a board leadership approached me and said, Norm, you have the passion. You know our donor base. You know our staff. You know, would you consider leaving the practice of law to come and run the foundation? And at that time, I was 40 years old. And, you know, at the end of the day, I have a great fallback. I mean, if it didn't work out, I have a law degree, I have an accounting degree, and sometimes in life you just take a chance on doing something that you that the feel is right. And it's 6 years later, the foundation is doing pretty well through all of these tough times, and I've never looked back. I keep my law license active, but I've never looked back.
Yeah, you got a degree. Your degree's in smiling perpetually. Hugo, hit me again.
So, in terms of trying to get a hold of you, I mean, obviously, we've shared incredible amounts of information. How does one get a hold of you?
Well, the office number is 954-967-9474. 954-967-9474. And the 9474 is WISH, in case you forget
oh,
it.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then, sorry?
No, go ahead, Norm.
And then we have a website, www.slikesamfla.wish.org. And those are the two best ways. But if you Google, you know, not today you just can Google South Florida Wish. We'll pop right up and you'll find us.
Now, Norm, I got a couple questions for you. First of all, we only have a minute left, so you got to make it kind of short.
Okay.
But first of all, what was your favorite wish that you fulfilled? Not person-wise, but just as the thing. What neat thing? Because I don't want to out any person, but what's the neatest thing you in your mind? It doesn't have to be the neatest of everybody. To you, Norm, what's the neatest?
You know, it always jumps in my mind. We had a kid back in 2001 who wanted to ring the bell to close the stock exchange.
Oh, that is cool.
And that's not easy to pull off.
I'll
so
bet.
You have to have a CEO or CFO accompany the child, and the CFO of United Healthcare flew in from Minnesota. We flew the family up from South Florida. And how they treated it, they treated the child as if they were recruiting him to the market. And he got to ring the bell to close the stock exchange. Unfortunately, the market was down 212 points that day.
Yeah, but everybody's spirits were up.
Exactly.
Now, if you had a wish that you were going to fulfill for yourself, what would that wish be?
It's easy. Always has been. I'd like to have dinner with any living president.
Oh, you're the best. Hugo, I want to thank you so much for bringing Norm over here. Norm, I want to thank you so much for coming. I'm sorry I could never get your last name right, but you could just call me Jim Fried and we'll be even.
All right, Jim Fried.
All right, we'll be right back after this short message with our next segment.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
Hey, all you salesperson wannabes, this is Jim Fried. The University of Florida has a way for you to get your real estate pre-license education online where you want it and when you want it. The course is so easy to follow that my mom used it to get her license. Okay, she is a smart lady, and you're smart too. So look into this course if you're considering taking advantage of the current market or want to have a real estate license just in case. Developed specifically to meet your pre-licensing needs, this online course is designed and offered by the same University of Florida professors that taught me the business. The course features up-to-date video lectures by real university professors. Since only about 50% of the people who take the state exam pass the first time, and even fewer pass the second time, it's vital to get the best test preparation possible. By utilizing a unique online delivery system, the course can be accessed anytime from anywhere with a broadband connection. The course is broken up into short, motivating lectures. No other Florida pre-licensing course offers this advanced virtual classroom from the convenience of your personal computer according to your schedule. For more information, go to www.ufrealestate.com.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. We're back with another session with Dr. Paula here on Fried on Business. Dr. Paula, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
All right. For those of you who don't remember, Dr. Paula is a practicing psychologist in Dallas and is an assistant professor at UT Southwestern Medical School in Dallas. And again, welcome to the show, Dr. Paula. What are we talking about today?
Well, I mentioned last time that a lot of times I'm talking about or asking your listeners to think a little bit about therapy. And so I think it's important to talk about kind of demystifying therapy for your audience. So I'm going to do a two-part segment, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about how you find someone to do therapy.
Okay, well, I guess the first question is, why see a therapist at all?
Well, I think, you know, if we have issues that are getting in the way of our life, you know, if we have certain things, you know, a lot of times friends can support us and we can talk through things and they get better. But other times they don't, or we're having significant relationship troubles. You're dealing with something like addiction, you know, just anything that's really getting in the way of your overall functioning, happiness, you know, in your life.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off since we're having a session.
No. I was just going to say that at that point, it may be appropriate.
Okay. Well, what factors are most important when choosing a therapist or to even treat mental health disorders?
Well, ultimately, it's going to be that working relationship and alliance you have with that therapist. But the first step is going to be the person that you do select is professionally trained and licensed. So you want to check their credentials. I think the way that you go about finding a therapist is, you know, I encourage people first and foremost to ask other people if they're willing to do that. You know, you can ask your primary care physician, other healthcare professionals, and friends. I think that is the best way to get a referral. If you don't have any of that information, you can look like at the APA's locator service for psychologists, or you can check with your insurance company. But I think that would actually be my last choice of how to find a therapist.
Okay, now are there questions? Okay, so I found a therapist. What questions would you ask a therapist over the phone before making an appointment?
Well, I think you want to ask them, what's their education? There's lots of different disciplines that can do therapy. You know, we have licensed professional counselors, social workers. We have PhDs like myself, and then MDs, psychiatrists, will sometimes do therapy. And then you want to know about their experience helping people with specific problems. If you know you're suffering from anxiety or from depression, ask them what their experience has been. And then you also want to ask them about their treatment approaches, their fees, and if it's important, you may need to know if they accept insurance.
Now, why would somebody consider seeing a licensed psychologist to treat mental health disorders? And, you know, how do psychologists differ from other mental health professionals? And what type of training does somebody like yourself have? Because, I mean, there's social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists. There's kind of a big range of different professionals there.
There really is. And, you know, I think let me just preface it by saying you can find people in each that can do excellent therapy.
Uh-huh.
For psychologists, you know, we are considered kind of experts in behavioral health. You'll see psychologists in all kind of different settings. They really work with individuals to make lifestyle and behavioral changes, cope with anxiety, stressful situations. Psychologists also can administer tests if we have trouble diagnosing. And so those are the things that psychologists will do. The big difference between a psychologist and other types of individuals that provide therapy really is their education.
Now, what are the biggest reasons that you see that people might not seek help? In other words, what's something that keeps people from seeking help?
Well, you know, I think there are certainly some myths that go along with this. And one is that I can cope with this by myself. You know, I should be able, you get a lot of should statements. I should be able to handle this on my own. I think people feel like that they're being weak. If they go to therapy, they should be able to handle their problems on their own. They're whining. People are scared that if they go to therapy, somehow they think they have to go back and dredge up the past. There are certain issues and types of therapy that do focus on this, but, you know, I'd probably say 85% of my practice, we're working on a present-day problem and ways to cope with that. And then, of course, the big thing is just the stigma, that if I go see a psychologist or mental health, you know, I must be crazy or people will think I'm crazy.
Yeah, it's a tough guy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, so the next time, you know, what are we going to talk about in our next segment then?
Yeah, our next segment, we're going to talk about what you look for, what therapy is actually like, and, you know, how do we know if it's not, you're with a therapist and it's not really working?
Well, Dr. Paula, as always, I want to thank you for coming on and in this case, helping to demystify therapy. I know that there's a lot of listeners out there who may think that they need it and are having trouble getting over the hump of going and finally getting help. So I really think that you're providing a great service to our listeners and helping them understand that there's no stigma attached to going and getting therapy. It's just basically like going to the doctor for any other problem in your body.
I hope so, and it can really change your life.
All right. Well, Dr. Paul, as always, thank you so much for joining us on today's show. We'll look forward to your segment next week, and we'll be right back after this short message with more Freed on Business.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with some more live Freed on Business. We've got Mike Kwan. Mike is here from Siphon Fitness. Mike, how you doing, bro?
Good. How you doing, Jim?
All right, today Mike is here to talk about interval training. Hey, Mike. What the heck is that?
Well, interval training is a type of exercise that requires you to work out at a higher intensity for a brief period, then switch to a lower intensity just immediately right after. This type of exercise is great for building your cardiovascular endurance and help you speed up your metabolism, which helps you burn fat.
Oh, I got to burn fat? Gee, thanks so much. That sounds brutal. I'm not sure I can handle that. And if people look on the Facebook pictures, they can see that.
Right. Well, you know, it's not for everybody, and it's especially at the beginning, just like I said before in other segments, you know, you have to work up to something like that. And but doing something just like in a little bit, 5 minutes out of the workout is very beneficial. You'll be actually burning a lot of calories with the high intensity exercises. You're actually using the more energy out of the workout. So your aerobic capacity improves as well, and you'll be able to do more as the time goes on.
My aerobic capacity is going to improve. We got to warn the world. I'm going to be full of more hot air.
You're going to be running around everywhere now.
Huffing and puffing. Now, what type of activities can a person do for interval training?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to incorporate it into a walk or a jog. Say you've been jogging for a while and you want to change it up a bit. Here's a quick way to challenge yourself. Just warm up for 5 minutes, doing a good steady pace walk, and then pick it up to about a 70 to 80% full speed run. And you do that for about a minute. Then you'll slow it back down to a fast paced walk for another minute. And then you'll do that running, walking for a minute each intervals.
Oh, I've done that before. I didn't know that had a name. I just thought that was me being lazy.
Oh, that's...
So now, wait, what are the one-minute walks? What's the resting periods? What is that?
Yeah, well, it's just to basically get your heart rate back down to a normal pace where you're not overexerting yourself for the whole entire run. You want to be able to, you know, get that rest in between, and it's a... nice thing to do if you don't like to run. Over time, you can add more reps to it, or you can add more time to each rep, and that way, that's how you can change it up.
So this is sort of like back in the old days, we called this, you'd run on a par course, and they had like different little exercises, pull-ups, chin-ups, push-ups, inclines, sit-ups, that kind of stuff.
That's another way to do it. That's incorporating a little bit more resistance training into that.
You know, I like the options, and it sounds like the perfect way to challenge yourself.
Yeah, and you know, I can't imagine working out at one speed anymore. It's just I have to incorporate it into everything, even just like you said, like when you used to do resistance training in between each run. It's a great way to work out.
Yeah, it seems to me like you're going to get bored unless you do something to change things up.
Yeah, especially changing up your workouts is the way to go. You don't really want to get stuck doing the same thing over and over. Your body's going to get used to it. You're going to need a little bit more variety. You know, you can definitely give me a call, and I can set you up with some free programs. Actually, I just blogged a 10-minute workout on my website, and you'll be able to just go and download that for free. And
now, where's your website?
It's www.siphonfitness.com, and that's spelled with a Y. Siphon is spelled with a Y.
S-Y-P-H-O-N. Okay, that's for the Jet fans out there. That's a joke from last week. Now, how did the boot camp go? I know that people were signing up for the boot camp.
Yeah, well, I'm still signing some people up.
Okay.
Spaces are still available right now. So all you have to do is, like I said, go to the website and go and click on the Facebook icon. Go to that, like my Facebook page, and on the Facebook wall, just post Siphon Fitness Rocks. And the first 8 people that get to do that, it's going to be able to get into my boot camp, and that's going to be held Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. over just right north of Midtown Miami, over in Morningside Park.
Beautiful location.
Yeah, about 50th and Biscayne. And just, you know, it's outdoor, overlook the bay.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
So
if I wasn't working like an animal at Saturday mornings, I'd show up there too. Rabbi, don't listen. I don't work on Saturdays. I go to synagogue. But no, seriously, when I'm at the office, but. You and I have our time that we set aside, and then you boot camp my butt real bad. If people want to see a look of that, if you want to see what Mike's boot camp will do to you, take a look at my Facebook page, Freed on Business Facebook, or you can go to Mike's page. Mike has you. Is it on Facebook with you too, Michael?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And one more time, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, they can go to the siphonfitness.com, and they can also go to the 972-978-7846 and get you on the phone also, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, Mike, I want to thank you so much for coming on. We're going to, you know, go to our next segment right now.
And, thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. Make sure you go to Mike's site, sign up for the free boot camp, and we'll be right back after a short break with Dr. Victor Franks. Today you were the opener for Dr. Victor Franks.
All right.
All right, back after a short break. Hi, this is Jim Freed. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how you can do that without a workout. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Victor Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, Ask Dr. Franks, that's Ask Dr. Franks with a C, .com. You'll be glad you did. I know I was.
that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, we're back with another edition of Dr. Victor Franks' segment on our show. Dr. Franks, welcome aboard.
Good to be back, Jim.
Now, we've got something kind of interesting, auto intoxication. Now, tell me how I get drunk in my auto.
I mentioned this word to you a few weeks ago, and you wanted me to elaborate, so elaborate I will.
Okay, and we're not talking about drinking in cars, are we?
No, we're not.
Okay, that was just a joke.
Well, basically, it's intestinal plaque.
Whoa, that sounds gross.
I know. Well, it gets worse.
Okay.
Because basically, I hate to say this on the radio, but most people are full of crap. And not just figuratively, but literally.
Okay. I know that was something that afflicted me before we went through my whole detox and I dropped that 40 pounds. So I'm sure this was part of it, right?
It was a big part of it.
Okay. What else?
Well, the intestinal plaque, which is everything that's left behind, everything you eat doesn't all come out. And there's the area of the midsection of your body, your colon and your small intestines, the whole alimentary tract, it's designed to be an absorptive type mechanism. So it's designed to take the nutrients out of the food you eat. So that's a great idea, the way the whole system's designed. But if the walls, I mean, people are familiar with this concept with atherosclerosis, that's a tough one, and with the blood flow to the heart and all that, well, the same thing happens with all the things that we've eaten over the years. So even PC8 in high school, it's some of that still lurking in there.
Wow, that just sounds absolutely disgusting.
It's horrible.
But it also would indicate to me a reason why I can eat a lot of food but not get all of the nutrients and energy from that food. And is that really where you're going with this?
That's exactly it. When the walls are gummed up, I mean, you've seen those Fram oil filter commercials. Well, this is your insides are gummed up. So even if you're eating great food and all the things I've recommended, instead of absorbing the nutrients, you're getting a little bit of it, but not enough, and you're actually recirculating poisons because of the blood flow in that area.
Well, that just sounds like a really bad place to be, and it must be why I feel so great now, because I've lost all of that intestinal plaque, and I don't want to go through the exacting details, but it was certainly a scenario that wasn't pleasant, but now that it's gone, I feel so much better, and I do feel that I get more value from the food that I eat.
It's true, and you have to understand that we're under this onslaught in modern life of toxins, whether it's pesticides on the food we're eating, cleaning compounds, antibiotics and drugs of all sort, dairy products which create mucus in your body, and that's like glue on your inside. So there's so many things that we're ingesting that are being stuck in our body. So the biggest part of getting healthy, once again, it's step one. You have to clean your body out, and then no matter what you eat, it's going to be efficiently absorbed, and then your energy is going to go up.
And you just want to stay away from the things that just poison and poison and poison your body. So that means very few white-colored bleached-out foods. That means eating as much nutrient-rich stuff as possible. When you're taking supplements, what we found is that a lot of the supplements have chemicals, and people need to do what I do, which is take food-based supplements. And this creates the basis for me to have a high level of energy that I need to succeed at work every day.
There you go. And I have to tell you, there's a big disconnect in our society in regard to all these diseases that manifest later in life with most people, with type 2 diabetes, heart problems, digestive disorders, liver and kidney issues, sexual dysfunction, all these things that guys our age are basically, let's face it, we're worried about, and it doesn't need to be such a black cloud looming, because the problem is the body is so resilient, it can handle the abuse and the onslaught of poisons and lack of nutrition for 30, 40, 50 years before all these seemingly unrelated chronic problems start to rear their ugly head.
Yeah, but I feel better now than I felt when I was 35 or 40, it seems to me, and maybe that's because we've cleaned out the bastion of poison that was in my stomach.
That's exactly it. That's the number one reason you feel so good now.
Well, all I could say is that I feel terrific. Our patron saint, James Brown, he feels good too. Now, Victor, what else you got for me on this particular topic?
Just think about how, because of the time differential, because of, you know, this has taken so long for all these problems to manifest in your body, you've actually been unwittingly starving yourself all along with this nutritionally bereft food. And so basically, what do you expect? If the body was a little bit more sensitive to the point where if you ate something horrible or you didn't participate in the right lifestyle and it punished you immediately, it'd be different. But the body it's incredible. It can put up with a lot. So you have to keep that in mind and try to turn things around before it's too late.
Well, all I could say is thank goodness we've been able to turn it around on my body. I've been able to really get a lot of energy. I know that for people that know me personally, that's a scary thing, seeing me with a lot more energy than before. But the fact of the matter is that in order to put up with the high intensity level that is required for what I do for a living, you need to eat right, you need to exercise right, you need to live healthy, and you need to continue to listen to us and our segments with Dr. Victor Franks. Victor, if people want to get more information on what you do, how to stay healthy, supplements that you talk about on our show, how do they find out more?
www.askdrfranks.com.
So that's www.askdrfranks.com.
That's it.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this short message with more Freed on Business. And as always, I want to thank Dr. Victor Franks for coming in and having his session with us.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, back after this with more Freed on Business.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Hey there, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, office, healthcare, we can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Give me a call, 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, heading into the home stretch, we've got Peter Cassis. Peter, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim. Thanks.
All right. Peter is a technology entrepreneur. That's kind of a double hit there. He owns several technology-related businesses. Today we're going to be discussing keeping your data backed up in the cloud. So before we get to the full topic, Peter, what's the cloud?
What's the cloud? It's definitely a hip word that's going around now. So basically, the cloud is the virtualization of typical, or at least related to business, the virtualization of typical IT infrastructure, so it's accessible via the internet. Examples of the cloud are, you know, Google. Google has many web-based solutions now that help take your file storage, email hosting, even web-based software. Typical Microsoft now, their latest version of Microsoft Office is actually all web-based.
Wow. So really what the cloud is it's a euphemism for being off-site, like off-site data storage, sort of what Terramark started to do with their data storage in downtown. Now they have it in other places.
Absolutely.
And so there's these big, secure places where it's not really exposed to hurricane or whatever, where somebody can do data storage.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Terramark's a very interesting place. We toured it because we're vendors for Terramark. So if anybody's interested in off-site secured hosting, we have Terramark. We have other data centers that we're partners with that we could help you migrate your infrastructure to. But essentially, it's moving your IT infrastructure off-site to the cloud. You don't know necessarily where it resides, but it's out there somewhere, and it's accessible.
Well, I use that all the time. I use you send it. I use Google. Now, how could this help my business?
Sure. Well, it really depends on the need of your business.
My business has lots of needs.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, that I know. it depends. We have, and that's where having a good consultant like PDC Technologies will help you determine whether going cloud is in your best interest right now.
Yeah, because we talked that you can have an on-site server, and that may meet somebody's needs, and
sure,
and that may be faster than saying having it off-site. So is that sort of the differences?
Sure. You know, it depends on your needs. Basically, there's several major categories that would determine whether you wanted to go cloud. One is security.
Okay.
Security and data redundancy are two very important topics. Two, green technology. I mean, there's solutions that we can put in place that will reduce your total energy consumption by 96%.
Wow.
It's really amazing.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like something that just about everybody would want to have anyway. And I know that the redundancy thing, I've got stuff that's backed up on my WD. I've used Carbonite before. I must have stuff floating around everywhere. I'm totally data particulated everywhere.
Yeah.
But so keep going. It sounds pretty good. Help me out.
In the business sense, reducing your IT costs, making sure you're quadruple redundant with your data. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of listeners out there that have either lost, you know, their favorite pictures or, you know, important documents on either their local computers or, you know, they may have even had a disaster, whether it be, you know, a natural phenomenon or just some.
Well, this is something that I can get, and I can access my data immediately from just about anywhere in the world as long as I have the right codes and the right machinery, right?
Absolutely.
So yep. All I need is a laptop or even a tablet at this point.
Or even a tablet, a smart device, your smartphone, your iPhone, your Droid.
Well, any phone I have isn't smart, but, you know.
Well.
But I do like the Droid you did get me. You picked out a wonderful Droid for me. I think it's terrific. So we do know that the cloud is secure. We do know that businesses can save money. We do know that businesses can be greener if they use the cloud. What are some of the other factors in determining whether somebody should do cloud computing?
Depends. There's different types of clouds. There's local cloud. We are vendors for this product called PanoLogic. It is a phenomenally just amazing product that what it's a virtualization of desktop computers. So it replaces that big brick of a
desktop computer. So all I need is a terminal and a wire now?
Essentially,
and a keyboard?
It
Excellent.
Acts as an interface for your monitor, keyboard, and mouse, and you virtualize the desktop in a server in-house, or you can do it in a hosting facility. And that's the technology that will save 96% less power over a regular desktop computer.
I want that.
It's very secure. If somebody steals the little cube off your desk, they're not stealing any data that's stored locally on the device.
So goodbye lockdown for laptops?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Pano's a great, amazing technology. Now, it depends whether you want – that's an example of local cloud. If you wanted to do a internet-based cloud, you're probably looking at migrating your infrastructure to a hosting facility.
Hold on. You spoke some kind of language. Migrating your infrastructure. What does that mean?
That means actually planning out a move of your servers, whether you wanted to actually keep your servers and move it to a secured facility such as TerraMark.
Right.
Or you wanted to take advantage of cloud-based solutions that your
put data, it out over the phone line or whatever?
And put it out over the internet. Your data doesn't actually reside on any one particular computer. It's floating amongst a cloud of
information.
Infrastructure.
That's great.
Very interesting stuff.
Now, how do I get started migrating to the cloud, and do I have to worry about ICE? I couldn't resist.
Oh, brother.
I couldn't resist. How does somebody migrate to the cloud?
Well, first you need to, again, need to get in contact with a good, solid company that has experience.
Let's say I wanted to use you. How do
I
find
you?
Say
you wanted to use PDC Technologies, right? So basically we would come in, do a site survey, take inventory of what you have, figure out what you want to do, and put a plan in place that would, you know, take advantage of the best solutions that are out there right now. You know, one big problem with the cloud, and this is where you need a company with experience, is, and it's probably the number one issue, is the bottleneck in bandwidth.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed in certain times in the day in my office, it seems that the thing that the computer is slower, I always say the pipe's too small.
Sure. And, you know, having a company that has the experience such as ours, we're partners with a company called Windstream. We're authorized partners. And basically, we have lately been implementing the latest in telecom. We have been putting out fiber
optic. Is that VIOP phones? Is that what they call that?
Sure. Well, the Windstream, what they do is they lay the infrastructure, the groundwork for you to communicate using these different technologies such as voice over IP. So we use the latest in fiber optics. We use the latest in metro ethernets. I mean, we can put together a really comprehensive telecom package for you and probably cut your telecom bill, your voice and data bill, in half.
Have you been talking to Lewis?
We have converted you guys, actually.
Oh, okay, good. So that's why I've got the VIOP phone now.
Yep.
And you'd never know the difference.
Yeah.
It works great.
Sounds the same, and it costs you – we're saving you more than half of what you guys were paying.
Excellent.
For.
Yep. Excellent. You're coming to my house next.
Yep. Absolutely.
Now, give me some more good information on computing in the cloud. I know you've got a sheet full of good notes.
I do. Security is of utmost importance to us, making sure that your data is secure. I was talking a little bit about redundancy. Having – whether you go with a local cloud, you know, again, the bandwidth issue – is a big issue. It may be the deciding factor whether you stay
how
local.
How big my pipe is?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Stop it. I'm talking about computing here.
I forgot we're on the radio.
I made you totally lose your thought.
You
the size of my pipe just blew your mind, huh?
That's what she
okay, said. Well, look, we've talked about getting migrated to the cloud. We've talked about saving money with the cloud. How does somebody evaluate? What are some of the things you look at? You look at the current existing bandwidth at the location. What else do you look at when you're evaluating whether somebody should do cloud computing or not?
Sure. We look at their needs. We look at how much data they're actually passing back and forth, whether you know, a big component of our existing clients are law firms.
Right.
You know, law firms are huge now. A big step in law firms are going paperless.
Right. So everybody wants to be paperless.
Absolutely.
Because they want to lower their rent.
It's great for the environment. The problem is you're utilizing significantly more storage by going paperless. You're transferring a lot more data. So a lot of law firms want to go to the cloud, but they may not be able to do that right now because there's just the
not enough bandwidth available coming out of their office.
Sure. Performance wise, it's going
to
be
easy for me to say,
slower.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And
a large user of data, somebody that's going to have large files that they want to move in between their different offices and stuff like that, probably needs it to be hardwired as opposed to being in the cloud.
And again, that's where you would get a company like ours to.
Well, now, Peter, tell me, you've only got a minute left. Tell me, if I wanted to get in touch with you, how do I do that? And then please promise that you'll come back next week and talk more about your company and what you do and some more topics.
Absolutely. Well, you can reach us on our website at www.pdctech.com, or you can give us a call at 877-PDC-0678, and we'd be more than happy to talk to you about the cloud and any other technology questions you may have for your business.
Peter, you're terrific for a first-time regular guest
thanks.
Here. We're going to get you on for some more. There you go. You finally got it going at the end. Give me another thanks there.
Thank you much.
There you go. We'll be right back after this short break with our final segment where I'm going to do some more emails and then rant about what gets me going right after this.
True and fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with our final segment. It's going to be a short one. We're going to do a little email here.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
All right. All right, we've got... Jeremy from Miami, is the economy recovering? If it is, where are the jobs? Well, Jerry, the economy is recovering, but because of efficiencies and because your employers are cheap, they're sitting on tons of cash worrying about what's going to happen to the debt ceiling rather than using it to hire people for jobs and careers. So keep plugging. The economy is getting better, and we will get more jobs soon. Sarah from Pinecrest writes, what happened to Matt? I miss him. Matt's on vacation. He's sitting on top of a mountain doing his yoga. He'll be back next week with more Mattisms. You'll have a great time. We're going to start doing some new segments with Matt. You're going to really enjoy him. Okay, now I'm going to turn into my rant. I want to talk about the debt ceiling. We need some common sense here. Everybody saw this coming. There was plenty of time to avoid it. These people that are doing the political posturing hurt us all. The small minority that was elected to be, quote, Tea Partiers are just simply dumping our entire economy into the water along with the tea. Stop it. Hey, you, experienced Republican leaders in the House and the Senate, get your people in line and get a deal done. Promise them whatever it takes, but let's keep America great. They call it a risk-free rate for a reason. I'm telling you, if you guys don't get your act together, there's going to be a third party. It won't be the third rail of Social Security that gets you all. It'll be the third party that somebody puts together, and that will get you all. I think you all deserve to be taken out to the mall in Washington. They should fill the mall up with water. They should make you take your shoes off and throw a live wire in there and shock you guys into doing something. This is getting ridiculous. On another point, when it really rains around here, it drives me crazy. You know, what we sell here is tropical beauty and its clean environment. When it really rains hard, the bay gets really polluted. Look on our Facebook site for some pictures of what happened after this week's big rainstorm, and you will see how disgusting it is. And people then go in there and they recreate. Fish go in there and they try to live. And what's going on is that stuff continues to roll downhill into the bay. Beautiful Biscayne Bay. What you see on postcards, what you see in the aerial shots when they show the arena, what you're soon going to see when you look outside the beautiful new Miami baseball park that they're building, where I'm going to sit. You're going to see all this runoff. And what's the problem? The problem is that they're not fixing the drainage. Why aren't they fixing the drainage? They don't have enough money. Not my fault. I didn't do this to the property taxes, and I didn't turn down any federal stimulus money. This should have been ready to go. We've already seen sewer lines break underneath Biscayne Bay. Now we're seeing water run downhill into Biscayne Bay and polluting it. You guys out there that are lobstering, let me tell you, those lobsters eat what's in that water, and I don't like the way that water looks. And you won't either if you go to our website or you go to our Facebook page. Make sure that you visit our Facebook page to check out the pictures of the runoff. I'm going to put them up in the next couple of days. You'll absolutely vomit when you see them. We need to clean up this town. We need to make sure we get our debt ceiling done. We need to make sure we listen to Freedom Business again next week when we'll be on again from 5 to 6. Make sure you turn Freedom Business on from 5 to 6 next Thursday. We'll have Peter Cassis on. We'll have Noelia Moreno from the Latin Builders Association. We will have Dr. Victor Franks talking about why I stay thin. We'll have Dr. Paula with her therapy, How to Choose a Therapist, Part 2. We'll have the Latin Builders on. We'll have more rants. We'll have more business talk. We will have it all. We may even have Mike Kwan talking about staying fit. Make sure you talk to Mike and hit his page, and make sure you go and sign up for the free workout. It's time to go now. So remember, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business, and we'd like to thank our sponsors. We'd like to thank you, our listeners. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I do.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off of old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. But when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more.